A tax it is laid on the brewing trade, by which many thousand good pounds must be paid. But this I must say, the brewer straightway has shortened their measures and made the poor pay the excise, sir. The alewives complain in having small gain, and grumble and grudge at the loss they sustain. To salve up this sore, the brewers therefore persuades 'em 'twill hold but 12 months and no more. Cunning brewers! Yet this I must tell, one thing happens well. The brewers that nappy stout liquor did sell, the Thames being near, they void of all fear. By using less malt brew, the liquor more clear. Honest brewers! The tailors, the weavers, the cobblers too, at this their hard usage do utterly rue. For whilst that a quart of strong ale was their part, a pint must suffice now to nourish the heart. Honest brewers! The prentices, they complain of foul play, and likewise the maids, as they very well may, 'cause no Christmas beer will be given this year. The brewers will have their worst wishes, I fear, breaking custom. Such a putter and rout is now made about how this 3 shilling tax it shall be made out. Such inching and pinching, such cunning in thinking, how the poor may be cheated in the measure of drinking by a brewer. The brewers, they say, pare their measures away, or else fill them up to the middle with clay. They huff and they puff, toss up nose and do snuff. If complain of their liquors, you have not enough for your money. And if you retort, they tell you in short, because it is so, you may thank the French fort. If measures be tall, they must brew your drink small, or else we shall ne'er get the devil and all, quoth the brewer. I'll tell you a tale, which is not very stale, of a tide that came up to be brewed into ale. Not a brewer in 20, but smiled at this plenty, yet feared by their pumping the Thames should be empty. Rare brewers! When barley was scanty, molasses was plenty, which malt did supply, else their chests had stood empty. So if hops were dear now, and if malt were so too, as not long since they were, then the devil might brew for the brewers. But since prices are low, as all men do know, you cannot but guess then what profit does grow by the brewing trade, which hundreds hath made so rich that like ladies their wives go arrayed. Wealthy brewers! Another new way they found out t'other day to shorten their gallons and make the poor pay. It is such a trick, if not ta'en in the nick, for want of due measure 'twill make the folk sick. Hollow bottoms! This tax, though 'twas laid by brewers to be paid, most part on't is squeezed out of every trade. 'Tis a delicate thing, and such profit doth bring, one would sear that this tax was near made for the king. But the brewers!